Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Talking about view from the top, an inside look at how people in power see and shape the world. We have to probably talk about leaders in the midst of crisis, because those crucible times are where the real character comes out. What sort of observations, lessons did you learn? And maybe even, you know, from your own perspective, have had a share of some of those challenges as well?
Well, I had a tremendous opportunity to interview four or five people who had very important positions around 9/11. I interviewed Condoleezza Rice, who was National Security Advisor, Andy Card, who was White House Chief of Staff, Gerard Arpey, who was the CEO of American Airlines, Andy Rosenthal, who was the editor of the New York Times, Brenda Berkman, who was the first female firefighter in New York City and was on duty on 9/11. And they each had different perspectives of how they handled that particular day's events and how it shaped their understanding of leadership. One of the key things that I walked away from this study is that crisis really doesn't develop character as much as it does reveal it. That I think a lot of us just assume that when you're in the crucible of crisis, that somehow the experience will shape your character in a profound way. In my own journey as a leader, I have found that whenever there are crisis moments that come up, I'm really having to just simply respond in the moment. I don't have a lot of time for reflection. It's more instinctive responses. And that's why I say to our students at Gordon, character is something you develop over a lifetime and draw upon in moments of crisis.
What do we do when what's right and true and no longer rules the day? I mean, how do top-level leaders overcome maybe attacks and distortions? I mean, you talked about some of the challenges of social media, and I mean, we have high expectations, but we're also pretty quick to criticize.
I will say that this project has convinced me that whether I agree with the person who's in the White House or not, or agree with their senior staff, I'm never going to personally criticize the folks who are working in the White House. It's an incredibly demanding job. These folks work incredibly long hours with, you know, relatively little reward. It's very challenging. I think that frankly, the faith community needs to do a better job of modeling for the rest of the world how we can be true to our core convictions, but also demonstrate grace. The Gospel of John describes Jesus as being full of both grace and truth. And the order of those words was very important to the gospel writer, and I think it should be very important for people of faith, whatever their tradition, in trying to let that come forth. And it's my hope that in my better moments, I've been able to do that. And in the moments when I fall short, I have friends who help hold me accountable.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.